Rex, I remember sitting here a year ago talking to you about the excitement for the first year in the Big Ten, going to all the stadiums and everything like that. So now that you've been through a year in the Big Ten, what'd you take away from that?
Yeah, it was a good experience. It was, you know, it was fun being able to get out to see other venues, playing some new teams, and, you know, kind of getting the full experience. You know, it felt like we had a good year, but, you know, we fell short of expectations, and we're looking forward to having a great year this year.
Time flies when you're having fun. Can you believe you're a senior already?
Yeah, I don't feel like it. You know, it has gone fast. I graduated in December, and, you know, just really look forward to this upcoming year and making the most of it.
Is your body feeling good? Are you going to be able to carry the ball 35, 38 times a game this year again?
Yeah, I do feel good. You know, whatever the coaches want me to do, you know, I'm up for. You know, 38, 35 carries a game probably isn't the best thing on your body or, you know, for a full season. So, you know, Amir and, you know, Braylon very capable of coming in and getting some carries as well. So, you know, that'll help out our team tremendously.
Talk about that depth. You got Amani Cross coming in as well and moving Braylon back over to running back. That's got to just help, at least in your mind a little bit, know that, you know, you got a little bit of help behind you there too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all of them are capable of making big plays at any given moment and all had great off-seasons as well. They're in tremendous shape. Amani coming in right away, you know, as a physical specimen, as a freshman, big old kid, you know, very hard worker, very humble, and, you know, we all have a great relationship with one another on and off the field, and, you know, that helps out the competition.
Seems like consistency would be the word for this year, coming down the stretch the last couple of years. It hasn't worked out the way you guys wanted to. Just consistency, is that what you're focusing on?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times last year, it seemed like we were up 1 week and down the next, and we just got to make sure we're on it, you know, even keel the whole year, you know, not getting caught up in, you know, a big win or something. Really just staying focused every day and coming out every day with one thing in mind, that's to get better.
Rex Burkhardt, I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time. All right.
Good to see you.
All right. Take care.
Last year, you had a game with Iowa. I believe you had 38 carries in that game. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah, 38.
What's going through your mind, first of all, when you have a game like that where the team's like, okay, we're going to just give you the ball and you do your thing?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. As a competitor, you want the ball in your hands. You know, it's cool to have that the coaches have the confidence and trust in you to, you know, handle that load. And, you know, just in a game like that where, you know, it's going to be a tough-nosed grind, you just got to keep getting up and getting back to it.
Do you feel that your leadership role on the team has increased? And if so, in what ways?
I mean, I feel like it's similar to last year, but being a senior, you know, and obviously learning from things you may or may not did last year as a leader definitely can change. And so you can always learn from mistakes you made and things you want to change differently. And, you know, just speaking up more, holding each other accountable more. And, you know, we've always had high standards, but holding each other to those high standards every day is, you know, something I really looked, you know, into doing.
Is there more of a confidence now entering the season, given that you're more familiar with the teams that you're going to be facing, whereas this time last year, still everybody's asking, you know, what do you think about joining the Big Ten and facing those different teams?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was, you know, a different deal coming in last year, but at the same time, you know, you can't get caught up in those distractions. You just got to go out and play the game of football and not worry about, you know, everything else that's going on the outside.
What do you, coming into the, you have a year in the Big Ten under your belt, you had a great season against arguably the better defensive conference in the Big 12. What do you see as the biggest difference between Big 12 and Big Ten competition?
You know, I really couldn't tell you. You know, from an offensive standpoint, or, you know, just looking at other offenses, it's probably the power running game. But, you know, as far as going against defenses, I mean, football is football. I mean, you got to line up no matter what conference you're in, what team you're facing. You know, that's how it is. I guess you could say it's a very physical conference with a bunch of great teams. But when it also comes down to it, you know, football is football.